Hey, chulas and chulas. How's it going? Welcome back.
We back.
Of course, we ain't going nowhere. We back. There's no stopping that. I'm just telling you.
There's no stopping you.
Well, no. Let's go back to Hello, Chulas and Chulos. And we talked about that. That was literally like, you were like, when are we starting? When are we starting?
So, let's go.
Yeah. So
let's go. I think Vamanos.
All right, Vamanos. Let's go.
We have a very special guest today.
I know. It's been a minute since we've had a guest, but give it up
Welcome, Nancy.
Hey. Hey. How you doing?
What's up, Chula?
Hola.
Is you a boss, too? Because our episode from last week was about being a boss. So are you, like,
are you a boss?
Kind of. Yeah, you are. I think you are. You're always put together.
Thank you.
You're always so fly. You always have your coordination of your outfits. I'm telling you.
And that's what I want to talk about today.
I'm telling you, we get into these fashions do's and don'ts, or?
They're just my fashion rules, my dressing rules.
Okay. So
Nancy is one bougie.
She Chula. Is. Yes. We probably our first very bougie Chula. Oh.
She's a true bougie.
No, we mean bougie in like
take
fashion.
Take it, girl. Take
yes,
it.
Yes. A fashion bougie Chula. Meaning she's always dressed to a T. Her outfits are always so super cute. I'm like, ooh, if I would just ever dress like that, maybe something might change.
Okay, so here's my number one fashion rule.
Give it to us.
Okay, this is for women. My number one fashion rule, do not wear capris. No woman should ever wear capris. No capris, no capris.
None?
No.
Why? So, like, okay, just jeans or like no workout capris? No,
you can wear workout capris. And if they're close to, they go be. Beyond the knee,
uh-huh.
And they're close fitting, that's okay. But as soon as they flare out a little, it makes you look short. It makes
stumpy.
You look stumpy.
Yeah.
The only person that should wear that is a fashion model with high heels.
Yeah.
But everybody else should avoid capris. Unless they're close fitting to the bottom of the knee.
Okay, so sport capris that you wear to maybe work out or
which I do wear. I have because I'm so short
right.
that I get the capris
right.
and they almost look like regular like
right.
And you can wear them to work out, which brings me to my next fashion rule.
Okay,
if you work out in it, don't wear it to work. There's workout clothes.
I'm sorry. Hang on. I had to turn my head on that one.
There's workout clothes and there's work clothes.
Yeah.
If you work out in it, then you don't wear it to work. The same goes with footwear. If they're athletic sneakers, hold on a second. If they're athletic sneakers that you work out in and you run in.
Like your running shoes.
Your running shoes. Your running shoes are not your work shoes.
Not like your Air Jordans that are part of your outfit.
Right.
Okay, so
have running shoes and walking shoes.
Okay, I don't. We won't call them running shoes because I hate running, but I have shoes I work out in. I have more than one, but I have shoes that I work out in.
Yes.
A specific brand. However, I still wear them if I go to work.
You have plenty of shoes. Look, these are Nancy's rules. She is telling us her rules.
I know, but that doesn't mean I have to necessarily fully
agree
with the rules.
No, that's what
true.
I'm saying. These
and that's
are
true.
Her rules.
These are my rules. I am no expert. I didn't go to fashion school.
No, but this is
just,
why you're here.
This
I know.
This is what I see.
I want to know your rules.
Now, it's okay to wear sneakers.
But
that's
my
nice.
Sneakers
yeah.
stay clean. My sneakers stay very nice. They're not beat up. I would say if you have sneakers that you've, like, beat up, rolled around in the dirt and like, I don't know, have a slight hole at the top of them where the fabric is, I suggest you don't wear those to work.
Okay.
But I see what Nancy's saying. She's got her cute little Adidas sneaker Nikes in there to wear with your workout, your outfit.
Now, even if your workout shoes are really, really nice, only wear
mine
them.
Mine are.
But only wear them to work. There should be a separation, even in your mind,
okay.
of what you work out in,
okay.
and
yes.
you separate, like,
yeah.
what you show up for, what you dress up for.
That's why you the bougie fashionista.
I agree with the capris because the one time that I owned capris, I felt stumpy. And yes. It's because I'm so short. They just don't look right on me.
And they're also old lady looking.
I haven't worn capris since I was like 10, so.
There are some women that wear them, they just like make them look old lady look.
No, it's true. Yeah, it's true. And I add on gaucho pants with that too.
Same thing.
Yep. Yes. I agree. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so this brings me to fashion rule number 3. Just because it's trendy doesn't mean it looks good.
Yeah. So that doesn't mean it looks good on you.
Facts.
On anybody. Because it's out, just because it's out there and they sell it doesn't mean it looks
good. Okay, give me an example.
So you said gauchos. Gauchos were all over.
Yeah.
It didn't look good.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
It never really did.
No.
I owned to the back of the day, but.
No, I've never owned. Absolutely not. That's like wearing capris. And like I said, I haven't worn capris since I was like 10. We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
Absolutely not. That's horrible.
Okay, so getting back to trendy.
Uh-huh.
So what's trendy now is. The seams of sweaters are down here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looks slouchy. Yeah. It looks...
Oh, no! I think
and that's all that's out there.
I think it depends on, one, how you wear it, what you're wearing, how big it is. I think that all plays a factor because I have tried some on, and some of them are super cute. But it also depends on where you're going and what you're doing.
It doesn't look good on everybody.
No.
It definitely does not look good on everybody.
But just because they sell it
and it's trendy doesn't mean it looks good. It's
But off the shoulder has been around for a long time.
Off the shoulder is okay.
But when it's the seam like
goes
this,
down here.
Right. That goes like all the way down here. It does.
They call
that
an off the shoulder too. It's just not an open.
No, but it's like this is off the shoulder, right?
I understand.
The seams are
no, I understand what you're saying. I know what you're talking about.
It does. It looks sloppy.
It looks sloppy.
I get it.
It looks sloppy.
They do oversized sweaters like that, though.
Oversized is one thing, but when they purposely sew it like that, it just makes it look sloppy.
I've only seen it on oversized, though.
No, it's all over.
Because
it's really hard to buy a sweater nowadays without it being off down here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I just don't wear enough sweaters. I don't know.
I haven't bought any, so I'm good.
All right.
What's next?
Give it to us, Tula.
Okay, now this is just my own opinion.
Yes.
Excessively long eyelashes.
Oh, yeah. We on a full agreement. We are on 110% agreement with that.
Because, and so it goes.
And furry ones, like where they really fuzzy and thick and they look like you have your eyebrows on your eyelashes.
Even excessively dark eyebrows. Because all you see is eyelash. You don't see the person's face. And makeup and cosmetics are to enhance. They're not here to take over.
Correct.
And it takes over when you have
it
those.
It does. Okay.
Bushy eyebrows.
So we're talking about bushy eyebrows and bushy lashes. What about like extremely long fingernails?
Okay.
You're getting ahead of her, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you see my list?
No.
Okay. So excessively long fingernails and the ones nowadays that are... the stiletto shape, very long and very pointy.
That scares me. Literally, you can take an eyeball out with
that. And guess what? They add charms to them,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's distracting.
Or they'll
put
a big, like, diamond
bling
it, or...
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen people who put money in their nails.
What?
Yeah. No. Oh my. Yes. There are people who put money in their nails.
Right. So like a diamond or jewel is okay. But when
yes. So I'm sorry, Nancy. So because she's asking.
I'm sorry. Have you seen money inside?
So they will make they'll put the bottom layer on and put like the clear and they'll press it down to harden the nail. Then once that hardens, they'll take the
money.
Yes, they have.
Like a dollar bill.
And they've ripped it apart. And they've put it on the nail. And then they put something over it.
They had like pennies on top or something like
that.
Well,
no, people have failed. They've done that too.
Oh,
or where they'll put I've seen people who they've made little food like little tacos or something, and they put that on. I'm not joking. What? Or little SpongeBob has been on there.
What? Yeah,
I'm gonna have to. Like, they make the little, like, they'll make a little character.
Stickers?
No, it's a 3D thing, and it'll be on top of their nail. I'm not even joking.
I don't understand.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have, okay. After, I'm gonna have to show you.
Oh my gosh.
It exists. And I'm like, this is crazy. So that's why I'm like, the nail, the lashes, the,
Okay, waka. So we're on the same page with that. But my basic rule about dressing is that it needs to be attractive. Like, you want to attract people to it. So that if you have these long, pointy, really, really long nails, you don't want to hold somebody's hand like that. That's not, it's not.
Well, why, let's talk about that. Why do women have those long, pointy nails?
Because it's trendy and that's what sells.
And
that's what they just want
to be trendy. They don't care about holding people's hands. They just want to be trendy.
Because it's coming down from, you know, the celebrity nature, and a lot of them have it and a lot of them follow
them.
And
it's what's selling. You have to change it up so that you buy it.
Yes.
Right. So along with nail color, do not wear green or blue nail polish. Never wear green or blue nail polish. Because
I don't have my green or blue on.
Because in
all health, shades of green, all shades of blue.
That's right.
Okay.
Because in health, when you have green or blue nail bed, that means you're not getting circulation. When you wear pink or red, even black, purple is attracting. It's pretty. It looks good. Blue and green means that you don't have circulation in your nails. And even though the manicure itself may be pretty, it's not a really pleasing to the eye about.
Really? So my school color currently is green, so I can't do green.
You can do one green.
Okay,
but
one green. Not all of them green.
No. Nope.
Really? So
no.
How do you feel then about people who do like the rainbow tips on their nails? They're not long. They're kind of, you know, average length. But they do like a rainbow.
But she's saying all green, all blue.
But green is in the rainbow.
But it's just one. She said
that's
one was
okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm just asking.
Red, orange, yellow.
So no lime green, no money green.
Wakala.
No.
No navy. No sky blue.
Absolutely not. No. Nope. Nope.
Sorry, West Virginia and Michigan.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But of course.
It's okay.
Okay.
We got you, girl.
It's okay.
You know what? Everybody's got
their
thing.
Maybe
well, so you
yeah.
are. You keep going.
No,
what's
keep
next?
Going.
No blue or
I
green.
I don't wear
nail
color.
Polish.
I don't wear color anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. Keep going. Black, gray, and white over here. So.
All right.
Next.
Fashion rule number 25. Wear one blingy thing. Don't wear blingy earrings, blingy necklace, blingy shirt, bling, bling, bling. No.
Blingy shoes, blingy
shoes,
wow. Blingy calzones.
No comprendo. Pick one thing to be blingy so that
it stands out.
It stands out and that it's not
and
so
it's
distracting
classy.
And classy. Right.
I understand.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I can see that. I can see that. I think bling is meant for a certain occasion. It's not, I don't think it's meant for every day, to be honest.
So, Miss Chula, I like your blingy nails. And
I don't have blingy nails.
Oh. Well, I like your nails, and they've got a design on them.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I see. If you had that and
that,
that and
stands
that,
out.
Right. Yeah. So
it has to be one or the other. I mean,
I
agree, but I also think sometimes it also depends on the occasion. You know, a lot of women when they are getting married, when they're getting married, they want to wear like a pretty necklace and put matching earrings.
Then you're going to take away from the beauty of the dress.
But what if the dress is simple though?
Okay, then
less is more sometimes.
But what if the dress is simple? Because, you know, I used to watch Say Yes to the Dress and all that other kind of stuff.
But what if it's a blingy dress?
No, well, if it's a blingy dress
right.
or a lacy dress or
right.
the dress has the more detail, then
yes.
no, your jewelry needs to
be minimal.
Be very,
yes.
I agree with
not
that.
There.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes. Oh, okay. I got one agreement. Hey, Peter. I'm okay with this.
All right.
Let's
go.
Go
on, Nancy.
Get it.
Fashion rule number 67.
Hold on, time out though. I have a question about this jewelry sense though, in regards to men. What, how do you feel about them? Because they're into jewelry just as much as we are. How do you feel about them wearing the blingy jewelry, the necklace, the earrings, maybe on the watch?
It's the same rule.
Okay.
If you have a blingy watch, don't have big earrings and necklace.
It's too much.
Yeah. It is too much.
I don't like the necklace, period. I can't stand it.
But if a man likes jewelry,
no,
let it stand out.
But I mean, like, the chunky, you know how some of them come out with the real thick necklace and it's like
blinged. But is that the only thing he's wearing, or does he have the earrings and the watch?
But it doesn't matter. Even if he has on just that, to me, it looks gaudy. It's like, simple it down. You just need something super simple. I don't mind the earrings. I don't mind the watch.
What if they have it all on at the same time?
That's too much.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, you're right. Just like girls. Just like the chulas, it's too much.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Senora Chula, I love those earrings.
Minimal.
Little heart earrings. And that's
minimal.
What stands out when I saw you today.
Oh,
so
hearts.
Pretty.
So cute.
But if you had heart earrings and then heart in your hair, and then I wouldn't be able to see it. But those are so gorgeous.
I have my little.
Yes. So
then,
do you not like the fact for those who have multiple earrings in their ear?
That's fine, as long as they're like the same uniform earring.
Okay, so.
Don't have a pearl.
So we're going to say like mine?
Oh, well, that's very.
I'm just saying, like, because she's talking about it.
She's got five of them.
She
one,
does.
Two, three, four, five.
Oh, are all of them in?
Yes, you got all of them in.
Do you have them in on both ears?
Yes, I do, actually.
Wow, that is
nice. They're very matching.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them don't come out, ever. One of them was a pair of
the bottom
there.
Or the?
The top.
So you have four in the bottom and one
in
the
top.
Top.
And two of them, one is my grandmother's. One of them it was originally pierced with, and then those two on the bottom I change out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't even wear them, so then it'll just be the three.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is the first time I've really noticed.
My hair is always down.
Yeah.
So you can never see it.
And you don't usually wear like anything bigger than what you
have right
little,
now.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
You don't wear dangly or big earrings.
Nope. So I was just curious. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's rule 57.
So for skirts, same thing with capris. Wear either above the knee, at the knee, but when you go below the knee, if it's not fitted, it looks old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Now you can do midi, like mid calf,
okay.
Or even maxi, but there's a sweet spot in the hemline.
Yep.
With pants and with skirts and dresses. Right below the knee, it's too old lady looking. Too
I
bumpy.
Feel that when you get to a certain age, like chula age, me, I know what looks good on me and I know what looks bad on me. I'm short, so anything long doesn't look good on me. If I don't wear heels, it doesn't look right.
Say what you mean by chula age, because I was getting ready to be like,
I'm
if
talking
I'm
about
wearing,
me, myself, and you.
I'm asking, what do you mean by chula age? Because
we're all chulas, my chula age.
I'm saying, pertaining to what, though? Because I was going to say, I don't wear skirts that are long.
You don't wear skirts, period. Let's be real.
Excuse me. Yes, I
How
do.
How many times have I ever seen you in a skirt?
On occasion, if it's necessary.
How many times have we seen you
it
in a skirt?
It doesn't matter.
I saw her in a skirt in a picture, and she
in a picture, so not in real life. That doesn't count.
But I understand. Like, she was a special occasion. You look so
in a special,
sexy.
In a special
That's
occasion.
That's different.
It
That's
was
different.
Sexy.
I'm not wearing skirts on my everyday
was
life.
Was it right below the knee?
No, I had a which
it was a special occasion.
It was. I was on a cruise.
Was it formal?
Actually, I wore two skirts. I was on a cruise.
Was it
and
formal?
And we did formal dinner.
Okay,
and
there
then,
you go.
No, we did formal dinner.
Was
and
at
then
a party, and you had heels. It was a black dress.
That was
and
a dress, though.
But the hemline. Doesn't matter. Skirt dress.
It still didn't go below my knees. That's the point
I
I'm
didn't.
Making. No.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely not. I don't wear it. P.S.A. I don't wear any skirts or dresses that come past me because I'm too short.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking
too short.
About.
But back to what you were saying.
That's why I was asking what does chula age have to do with it.
But, no, that's a good point. So there is an age where you get too old to wear it too short. Then it's
I agree.
I think all of them shouldn't be too short.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah. I got rid of all my jean mini skirts because I'm like, no. Right. This ain't right. I passed them all down to Baby Chula. Yeah. She doesn't wear them either, so they got all recycled.
That's that tricky age when it's like, no.
I just don't think jean skirts are cute.
They don't look good on everybody, that's for sure.
I don't think they look good on anybody.
How come you don't think they look good?
Because it looks like you took a pair of pants and just cut the middle out, and that's the skirt. Like, that's, I know. Jeans are supposed to be jeans,
and
pants.
I agree with you, because I feel like they're boxy. And
yeah,
they don't
flow.
Right, they don't give you
yeah.
shape. They're stiff. Nah.
Yeah, and then if they're too tight, they're going to ride out like jeans do.
Look, I'm a girl, but I'm a Jessica Rabbit kind of girl. Like, I work out. I like to eat. I'm never going to be skinny. I'm never going to be tall and skinny. I'm never going to be any of that. I know that. So I know what looks good on me and what doesn't look good on me. And for me, it's, again, this is my own personal view. Like, I like a girl with the shape.
Absolutely.
Like, I do my squat so I can have my booty. I do my, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
absolutely.
And if you don't have a booty, that's fine. That's you. That looks good. That's what you want.
No, if you don't have a booty, you still need to figure out what looks good on you, because there's not everything you should be wearing. You ain't got nothing there.
But don't wear the jeans with the pads either, because what's the boy going to say when you take those jeans off? Where'd my booty go?
Not the pads.
What do you know what I'm talking about? That's what I mean. Like,
I can't.
I don't know. If I was a boy and I, you know what I mean, and I saw the booty,
that's
and then
the
you
same,
take your jeans
that's
off,
the,
and I'm going to be like, where did it go?
That's the same thing when they pull that wig off and they be like,
what? Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
Where's your hair at?
That's what I'm like, talking about, the lashes and the brows. Like,
right, exactly.
When they see you in
right.
the morning, like,
yes. they're going to be like,
what? They're
going to
be like, what happened to
you? Are a
completely
different person.
Fake
yes.
nails, fake hair,
right.
yes.
fake booty, fake weave,
yeah.
fake eyebrows.
Ah, natural.
No, but
there's
you know what, though?
Missing.
It is so true, because I normally wear braids throughout the entire year. And it's so funny, because when I take them out, people be looking at me like I'm crazy, because they be like, you got so much hair and it's so long. And then they be like, but is it yours? Yes, it's mine. It's all natural, okay, guys? And it's very long. And but people be like in such a shock. And I be like, you guys, people have hair. Like, just because you get some braids or you wear a wig don't mean people don't have hair.
Yeah, switch it up.
I'm going to need you to learn the rules. Learn the rules as we're talking about.
Yes, which brings me to my next rule.
77.
Right. I know.
did
we pass 69?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh! That was a Freudian slip right there.
All right.
Oh, Chula. This is not XXX.
In terms of color,
mm-hmm.
do not wear color close to your own color.
I agree with that.
What do you mean? In hair? Hair color?
No.
What
clothes.
Do you
mean? I agree with
that. Oh, yeah.
So one day,
yes.
I was at my work,
mm-hmm.
and I saw a coworker
mm-hmm.
walking down the hallway
mm-hmm.
with pink leggings, and from a distance, I'm like, is she wearing pants?
Yeah. yeah.
And it was...
Yeah, I've seen those like nude color leggings.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, you're right. It's like,
yeah.
is she wearing anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't wear anything, especially up top, that's the same color as you. So I don't wear brown and beige and tan.
I agree, because I had went to a store and found these jackets that I really liked, and they came in three colors. And I was like, well, I'll just get all three because I like it. And one of them was like a chocolate brown. I put it on. I was like, nope, because it blended in with me.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do it. So
yeah.
I was like, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
Facts.
What you got? What's next?
85. Let's go.
Well, again, just because it zips doesn't mean it fits.
Mm. Dang.
So you need to get clothes that fit.
Yes.
And
yes.
since clothes sizes are so,
obscure.
Like,
odd.
Yes.
Right. A six in this.
Yes.
From this manufacturer is not the same
mm.
as six in another manufacturer.
It sure isn't.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I don't wear Lululemon.
Go on.
Because I don't think my size is their size, and I refuse. Dang. I'm not the same size, and I'm nothing against nothing, but somebody the other day told me that Lululemon puts lead in their pants? Some weird, obscure, I forgot who it was, and I was like, what? Because I was like, well, my girl's all Lululemon, but again,
I do love your bags, Lululemon.
Yes, I have a little fanny pack, too, but... And their bras, I'm okay, because those are more, they fit to size.
Oh.
But their bottoms, what my normal size is in Athleta or other leisure wear, is not the same, and I refuse to wear a different size.
I'm with
you.
I mean, that's the same thing with certain places with jeans.
Right.
Yes. Because, you know, people of color, of different ethnicities, are a little thicker on the bottom half, and...
So where do you like to buy your jeans from?
To be honest, wherever I find them.
Yeah, where they
I used to buy my jeans from Nordstrom Rack because they sold a certain brand that I loved.
What brand?
Vagos. And they were great. Like, I loved that brand of jeans. But it really just depends because I've even gone into the store and bought jeans, the very similar style jeans. And then one pair of jeans I've had to go down in one size and one pair of jeans I had to go up. So, it can be even in the same store.
Yeah.
Or I've gone into another store, like, let's just say, American Eagle. And what I should wear, I can't wear. Same thing with Lulu. Same thing.
I refuse.
So, and I'm not going up, like, four sizes because...
Yeah, just
don't you think that stores have... So, J. Crew, they never had jeans for black women.
No.
But now...
Well, what do you mean... Jeans for black women.
So, like, some people make the curvy. They'll add the stretch. Like, there's just, because we got the extra hips.
Agree. Because it was always my waist didn't fit because my waist is skinnier than my butt.
Right.
All this gap.
I think
manufacturers are getting a little better.
They're getting it. Real women's sizes.
Yes. So, yeah, I agree.
Yep.
So it should fit. That's why I love leggings.
Do you work out in them, though?
I do, actually.
Do you?
Girl.
Don't
be wearing that shit to
work.
Yes. But you'll never know.
I clutched my pearls.
I know you did, but you'll never know. But you know what? It's funny. I have so many pairs of leggings. Like, who knows if I actually worked out in them.
And they're all black, too. So she literally got, like, 50 pair of black leggings.
And if I find a pair of leggings that I like, I'll buy, like, four of them. And I'll have the same pair of leggings.
In black.
I have some other ones, too, that are of color. I do. I have gray.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Gray.
Yes.
Like dark gray, right?
Yes.
They're black. They're black.
I have army fatigue black and gray.
All right.
I do. I have olive green because that's actually one of my favorite colors. Like, there are certain colors, yes, bottom-wise, I will wear, but... I prefer, like, a dark denim, not super dark. And I prefer black leggings.
Me too.
Do you like a dark wash? A dark blue? Dark wash, yeah. Like a dark denim wash versus a light.
Right. That's a way to dress it up a little bit.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I have every color of the rainbow in blue jeans, so. She
probably does. Okay, so here's my last fashion rule.
144.
When you go to work,
I know, I'm waiting.
Show
That's
up.
That's probably
for yourself.
Something that
no,
I do.
No, it's just like show up. And it's not like you have to dress so fancy or dressy, but
I don't know. Because you
But comb your damn hair.
Oh, that.
So even if you wear sneakers, make them your nice sneakers. Even
oh,
if you
yes.
wear shorts.
Not your garden sneakers.
Right. No, wear nice sneakers.
Make them your nicer shorts.
Yeah, my shoe game, you know, is always on point.
And I think that it's not for the other people. It's really for you. You get dressed in the morning.
But sometimes there are some people that don't care.
They don't care. But sometimes even the people who do care will not our bougie fashionista. And she's always on point. But there are some people... who, like, just don't care. Me, and sometimes, there's one occasion I'm coming in a hoodie with some Adidas slides, and y'all hate it when I wear it with my socks. Like, I'm coming to work like that.
Right.
Do I do it all the time? No.
Exactly.
But
But she's talking about the people who do it every day.
Right. And then
I know they exist.
And sometimes I'm not feeling it, but.
You're still on point. Don't try it.
She's still wearing
a cute little right? Yep.
Her cute little matching
outfit.
Matching
and her scarf.
I used to wear heels a lot, and I used to wear dresses a lot more, but now I'm like, nah, it's not that kind of
still do it. Like, you're still in skirts, you're still in, like, your pleated pants, and your little loafers.
Okay.
And I'm like, you're just like, you look like you just stepped out of Emily and Paris.
That's why she is the perfect person to bring us her list.
I know.
This is my list. So in my
is that the completion of your list?
So, okay, but speaking of, because I'm going to talk about these guys too. Like, okay so we talked about that at work. Okay, do you think the fashion sense has changed, especially for men, to be able, okay, because like for real, I love a guy who can come out in some fresh sneaks and he can have on jeans. Even for me, a nice crisp t-shirt.
Yes.
And you can put on a jacket on top.
Agree.
And that's like.
The sneakers have to be nice and neat.
Yes.
They can't be ugly, ratty.
Yes.
And
no.
And a nice t-shirt.
Right.
Yes.
Can't be wrinkled.
Right. But for me, like, if we going out to dinner or something, to me, that attire
that's okay for
you. Yes.
Well, it depends where you go.
I agree.
No, for me, that works. As long as we're not going to, like, a gala, like, you can, yes, absolutely.
So 110%. I have to say, Senora Chula.
Si, señorita.
Tu esposo.
Si, papi chulo.
Yay.
He had on.
He's
regular,
a muppy.
Regular gray, regular blue. Looked so nice.
He's a muppy.
What's
in his old age. Let me explicitly tell you
so
what
nice.
A muppy is.
And it
is.
Was nothing special. But
he's a Mexican yuppie.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
So my girl,
girl
has gotten spoiled and she's been in, you know, she's an athlete. We talked about this before. She's an athlete and she loves Lululemon. I don't buy Lululemon because it's too much. And I'm like, you want to buy it? So she's always asking for gift cards. She'll use her birthday money, her Christmas money. So she's all into it. So Papi Chulo has gone with Baby Chula to go to Lululemon. And he's decided that he's a Lululemon kind of muppy,
God.
Which is a Mexican yuppie. I have coined that phrase, y'all. I better get credit for that.
It's working.
Yeah. No.
Very
again.
Nice.
As I feel, as you get older, you know what looks good on you.
Right.
And that's comfortable.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know about that. People are still wearing the same thing that they think look good 20 years old. As you get older,
you don't
look.
But you have to care. You have to care.
But there are some people that care. So in my mind, every day, I am giving people makeovers.
Okay, so speaking of what you just said, how people just don't change out of... We was going to pick up dinner the other day.
Hello.
Old little man came out like 89, and he over here with his Adidas tracksuit pants and
his 80s Adidas.
But that is it.
No,
did he not look
his
cute?
His little red polo. He done tucked in the polo in the Adidas pants and flipped up. I was like, okay, you are bringing me back to like. 19.
Was that like a Fresh Prince kind of vibe?
But you gave him props, right?
For trying.
He tried
for the little old 89 man.
Little 80-year-old man outfit.
With his little, and then with his little bucket hat. I mean, he really, I was like, but he's still stuck there.
Abuelito.
Yeah.
He's still stuck there.
Yeah.
Hey. He thinks he looks good in that.
He did, because when them people, he held the door for somebody, he gave them a little peace sign. And was
see?
Like, oh my God.
See?
I was like, okay.
Well, that's a good point, though. If you feel like you look good, then you carry yourself that way.
It's all about confidence,
baby. If you feel like you do. And he was giving you the peace sign.
Yeah. He didn't give me. He gave my, but he did. He was feeling it. He was feeling himself. He
but
was
if you're
like,
feeling good,
I'm in it.
It still adds to the way that you carry yourself.
It, that is true.
Confidence
yes.
And how you perceive. So sometimes when I'm not feeling like I look that great at work, I don't behave the same way. I'm just like kind of.
Because when you look good and you know it, you are in it to win it.
Oh no, that don't do that to me. But go for it. No, oh Lord, that's, y'all know I'm the same.
Okay, but when you're wearing your 5-inch stilettos and you wear your hot dress and you know you look good,
but I look good every day. So I had on checkered Vans today with my top that matches, and Eric was like, oh my very gosh, cute. You look so cute.
Very cute.
I know. This is very dressed down for me, though. So the way I look this way, but I feel the same
part that of way. This also.
I don't feel, this is not dressy up for me.
Do you feel good about wearing it?
I mean, I'm wearing Vans, black leggings, and a pullover.
Does it feel good when you wear it?
But I feel good wearing a hoodie.
Okay. That's great.
I be out here rocking my Chuchula's hoodie coming soon to a store near you. But, and I still be like, yo, I'm fly. Like, that's just my personality, though. Even if I don't look, I walk around in my Adidas slides and socks on, and I still be like, I'm fly.
That's a beautiful thing.
Ain't it?
Okay. As we wrap things up, does anybody have like a do not, like a list for boys?
No, literally. We can't do capris. They need to not do these mini shorts that are coming back out.
Oh, I kind of like them.
Oh, no.
Why do you have to have the baggy sleeves?
Nancy, I didn't say baggy.
Nancy,
you like
the nut huggers?
Right. I need them to come down like okay, so like polo shorts, like they kind of come
like
down
them.
To your knees.
Oh, Nancy,
no.
Like them.
I need your shorts to come down to at least your knees.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do these mid-thigh. Like,
because then the middle school boys will get them.
Oh, my
gosh.
No.
And you're going
to
be like,
nope. Can't do it. Can't do it. We're going to go down your list.
Because,
for men.
Because I think most men, they don't wear their size. They wear baggy.
Yes.
Not all.
Not all.
Not the ones that I hang out with.
Oh, Lord.
So I don't like the tighter. If you can carry it off, why not?
Mm, okay.
I'm not talking about Daisy Dukes. Just like.
No, them mid-thigh shorts. No,
yes.
I can't. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
All right, Ben, it's okay for you to go get a manicure and a pedicure.
Yes.
It's perfectly
yes.
fine.
Nice
just,
nails.
Yes,
nice shoes.
You don't need nail polish. Like,
no.
Just go get your mani-pedi
yes.
and call it a day. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't like the extra large blingy earrings.
Okay.
And there's only certain men that can actually carry the earrings.
Yeah.
I don't typically like the earrings.
Yeah.
And the big blingy earrings are a big no.
I agree.
And the buns, the hair buns.
Oh my gosh.
There's only certain men that can carry that off, and it's very rare that I'm like, ooh, that looks good on you.
No,
right.
They can't do that either.
Yeah. No hair buns.
Mm-mm. I don't like, oh wait, I just had it. I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Okay. No, those are my two biggest ones.
Mm-hmm. But I already described what I like my man to wear, so.
Mm.
Oh,
I
know. Yep, go ahead. You go.
So when it comes to a nice tie, don't wear like a bunch of like crazy stuff, like Snoopy or something.
Just dang, Snoopy. She just took you out.
Just
wear
a nice
Gucci tie.
No,
yes.
Speaking of brands, oh my gosh. No, I can't. I do not come and present yourself to me. And some Gucci, like, printed pants or Fendi or whoever. I don't need the label all over. Like, no.
True.
I can't. That's so tacky.
Yeah.
It can be on your shoes. Great. It can be a belt. Fine.
Right.
It can borderline maybe be a jacket depending on what it looks like.
Yeah.
But that all over print pants or all over print shirt, don't do it.
I got you.
Don't. Like, we can't do that. Simple, clean, to the point.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. And how about a fresh haircut?
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
Yes.
How about pants that are actually on your waist and not down your ass?
That too.
Oh,
I cannot.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Like, pull up your pants.
Literally.
No.
Pull up your pants.
Yes.
Yes. Please don't do that.
No.
No.
That.
Nobody wants to see your calzones.
Nope.
See.
There you go. And then the last thing, find you a good smelling cologne that actually works with your body scent.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do all that?
I like the natural scent, no cologne even. Maybe like a nice body wash that you can smell it, but don't spray nothing on. This is the 80s.
Too much is too much.
I like a good smelling cologne. It depends on what it is.
But does it not have to be subtle?
It does need to be. Oh, very subtle.
Right.
No,
I
want to
smell
be,
you like a mile away.
No, it has to be very subtle. Correct. Like, we was walking out the gas station one time.
Oh,
and,
Lord.
And this man walked by, but he was so close. It was just like, what was that smell? It was just like, but he had to be that close.
Same with women. Do not wear too much perfume.
Correct. Like, he had to be that close in order for me to, oh, he smells good. Yeah. So, agree. That's another tip. 1-200. All right, Chulas and Chulos.
Oh, Nancy, thank you for coming.
Thank
I hope you,
you
had a good time. And
I
hope you come back.
This was great. I loved it.
When you come up with another list, let us know.
Oh, I got many more things. I'm
Fashion Do's and Don'ts 102 popped out.
We'll come out with more do's and don'ts.
We will. Trust me, there's enough that pops
that
up.
That goes around.
Oh, yeah. All right, Chulos and Chulos, we out of here.
Adios.
Ciao.